Mark, a point is better than no points, but talk about a thrilling end to the game. Both sides could have had a winner, and it was a typical derby, I suppose.
It was a typical derby because league positions go out the window when two clubs are only 2 miles apart. So it's a local derby. So, you know, I think on reflection of the game is we've made two bad errors to give two goals away, and the game's 2-2. We didn't play at our best today, and I think it's over the game, probably a fair result.
And in terms of your starting 11, what you planned was not what was started with. Russell Pond caught up in traffic, and according to the team sheet, Chris Bryan perhaps wasn't in the starting 11, but he started and back from injury, so that's a positive. But, what was that like for you as a manager on a derby day? Suddenly you've got an idea in your head what you're going to start with, and then you can't legislate for any traffic problems or players calling in and say I'm late.
No, it's nobody's fault. It's not ideal because, you know, you try and carry on with your preparation, and 5 minutes before kickoff you have to change your side, and we changed the side and shape, so you have to say, yeah, the preparation wasn't ideal, but credit to our lads, they got on with it. Didn't play at our best in this game at all, but we come in 2-1 up at half time, and all credit, and then we get sorted out at half time. We'll go back to our normal shape, or just before half time we get sorted out at half time. We kept them at arm's length throughout the second half, and then, you know, 3-4 minutes on time, Jake sold Jason short of a back pass. He's done well to win the tackle. The ball's been unkind to him because it's bounced to them, and we haven't been able to retrieve the situation. But, you know, 2-3 minutes in the end of any game, you don't need to be passing back to your goalkeeper. You just, you know, clear your lines and put it off for a throw. You can get people behind the ball, and you know, people can't score from the throw. So, you know, individual error, and let's hope we learn from it.
Maldon were dangerous from the wing, weren't they, with crosses. You would have seen that in the first half, so that would have had a bearing on what you'd have said to the players in preparation for the second half, because their number 7 was strong, their number 9 was strong, they were good with their crosses, and they were putting you under some tests.
Going forward, Maldon were very good, quite sharp. They tried to get into the front men. I think we give too many free kicks away first half, so we, you know, letting them get good delivery into our box, but defensively they got some experienced players, but today we're, you know, unable to exploit their lack of pace.
When you brought on Solomon Afori, was that to try and get the ascendancy back into Heybridge because of the chances that Maldon were creating? Because for a little period that seemed to be working, because he's got pace, quick footwork, it seemed to be sending the ascendancy back to Heybridge. Presumably that was part of the reason for bringing him on.
Yeah, a little bit of both. You know, Fergie started out there. He done a good 65-70 minutes for us. He hasn't played or trained for a couple of weeks, so it was just one of those changes. Solly would have started had he got here on time with Pondy, but it wasn't to be. And Solly did get a little bit of ascendancy going forward for us, and, you know, a little bit back on our wavelengths. But today, we didn't pass the ball well enough and didn't really create that many opportunities until the last 5 minutes, where we had a couple of good deliveries, some corners from Russell Pond, a long throw from Brody, but unable to force the ball home on a couple occasions. But it's a local derby. Boys, what we've got to realise, give up a festive period in their lives. They're young lads who like to go out. They've done us and the club proud by not going out and not getting on the drink and that over the weekend before this game. So we've got to hold our hands up. We've got an away point and we go on to the next game.
And Chris Bryan, the return of him, obviously a positive, and pleased with his return for this particular game and pleased for his return in general.
Yeah, very pleased. It's like having a new player. It's like signing a new player. Obviously, Chris wouldn't have started, but he did start. And we see by the making of the second goal, he's running and closing down and running, you know, at lost causes. Where another day the fullback would let the ball run out of play, but he tried to let the ball run out of play and got caught on it, and it's resulted in our second goal. So it's good to have Chris back. You know, played a little bit longer than really should have, but it's good to have him back and all his enthusiasm and running and that, and hope it'll rub off on a few others in the weeks to come.
And just finally, Needham Market away on New Year's Eve. Sam Newson injured. I think Needham have been hammered by Leiston today, so they'll want to bite back because they'll be licking their wounds. But Needham, I mean, from the start of the season and from the start of last season, they were always going to be a challenger, and they're proving that, aren't they?
Yeah, they are proving that. Obviously, Newson would be a big miss to them, but I'm sure they've got depth in their squad. And I'm sure they'll be up the, you know, top of the league come the end of the season in the mix-up. Still a very difficult game for us, and Needham are still a very, very good side.
But having taken a point today, if you get something out of the Needham game, I mean, either way, you've set up 2012 to be quite an exciting end to the season, because you started today, what, ninth in the table. You wouldn't swap places with Maldon in the table, so you're going to be pleased with that and try and end the year on a high?
Yeah. You know, this season's just turning halfway. We're halfway in the league. We're 7 to 8 points off the playoffs tonight with 19 games to go. Teams above us drop points. You know, it only takes one team. Brentwood proved it last year, won 12 games on the bounce, an extraordinary run, but so be it. Took them from about sixth and bottom into the playoffs, and they lost in the playoff final. So, you know, we're in a good shape, we're in a positive frame of mind, and come the turn of the year, we're in the shake-up.
Okay, many thanks, Mark.
Thank you.